Updated weather. Frost advisory. Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees.
KFA, GBA, listening.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1100 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
MA QYQ Mobile Monitoring. Morning, name is Jay, NHQIQ, and my receive there was pretty broken. I don't know if that was you on the transit side or me on the receive side. So how do you copy? I missed your call. Sorry about that. Well, I appreciate the call back. Unfortunately, you're not holding the repeater, so it might be quite a ways out. But if anything changes, want to try again, feel free. Otherwise, I'll be monitoring. NHQYQ.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
K-E-8-R-U-H. Thank you.
Echo 8 Foxtrot Lima Yankee, radio check.
F8DHJ. KF8GHJ, Golf Hotel Juliet.
Copy. Hi, copy. How's it going for you today? I'm just trying to get a quick contract in.
It's going pretty good. I've been sitting underneath the radio for the last hour or so and haven't heard anything, so I don't mind the contact myself.
I'm here down in Sterling Heights, Michigan, here on a bike ride. I just wanted to see if I could get a tech contact, and I was thinking about bringing my G90 out here, but then I was like, nah, I don't think I'll have anywhere to put it.
Right on, brother. Well, my name's John, and I'm way up here in Carlton, Michigan, just north of Saginaw, and I'm cutting in on the Burt Saginaw repeater.
Yeah, you're about an hour and a half away from me. Jeez Louise, that's a bit far. Well, yeah, I'm just trying to get a quick contact in. You been on this repeater before?
I have. This is the one of the three that I can hit pretty reliably from my house. And I think it's like the northernmost repeater on your guys' net. And I think I'm about as far north as where I can still hit it.
Yeah, I'm on a Betafang HD, and I can still hit it from, I think the repeater I'm hitting is Mount Clemens. So, I can still hit it all the way from Mount Clemens, and that's pretty good. I can still hit it on the school bus, which is pretty much just a giant yellow tin can.
Right on, right on. That's what got me started with the Betafangs, and I'm still buying them, and I'm giving my old ones away to anybody who tells me they might consider taking the test.
Yeah, that's nice. It was a bit difficult, but, well, it wasn't terrible. It was just like, I thought they were going to be on everything, so I took, thinking that they were all going to be matched together, I looked at, like, three of the classes. I looked at the general, technician general, and whatever the one is. Like, I pretty much looked at the technician one the most, but I thought there were going to be some questions from that when I first.
Yeah, what I did is I studied the post. I think in July they switched the test over, so I was studying all the new questions for the technician's exam a couple months ago. And when I got the test, the questions were pretty much the same. They were just worded a little different, and it was throwing me off quite a bit.
I see, yeah, this website called hamstudy.com, or org, I think, and that got me pretty far, and I mean, I got my license, so it did what I needed it.
Same here, same here. I've got to slide out now, buddy, but it was good to making the contact with you, and this is KF8THJ. You have a great day and a good ride.
Copy that, 7-3, I'll be monitoring.
Yeah, GDS. Over.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
Please. Unit calling, you're sounding good here at Macomb County, Richmond, NAWRO.
NAWRO, KEAWOJ.
Good afternoon there, Rick. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing, young man?
Well, I can't complain today. It's a bright, sunny out there, and it's not too warm, not too cold. I think I got to get out and get that backfield mode. You know me. I'm always sitting out here looking at the grass growing and not doing much cutting.
Yeah, me too. I'm the same. I'm sitting on a porch with a cigar and just enjoying the weather. So, did the SDT work pretty good yesterday? I heard you guys got a lot of grids done. I'm kind of curious, when do you find out about where you place kind of thing?
Yeah, it was a really good one. This set was a good one. We won't know that until later because all the scores got to get in and get processed, and then the big shots in Lansing will kick them back to us and tell us who got what. But it does take, there's a bit of a time period. But suffice it to say, we did good. And thanks for your participation as well.
Good. I'm glad it went well and anxious to hear how you guys placed. I think you were third in the, what was it, the state or something last year or something, so you're probably going to be better this year. And I apologize about some of my participation there. That last one with the UFO, it just cracked me up when somebody said Genesee is reporting a UFO sighting, and I just thought, oh, good, they're injecting a little humor in there, so I came up with a little of my own.
Yeah, I heard that. I was out in the field, and I was laughing. They started it, and you kind of finished it, so that was funny. NAWRO, over to you.
Yeah, I was going to say there's the UFO is above Kroger there with a light beam, and groceries are going up into the spacecraft there. Oh, wait a minute. There are donuts and coffee. But I figured I did enough fooling around. It probably wasn't the right place for it.
We had the Uncrustable riots, too.
Yeah, they put a lot of interesting things in there. The dispatchers wanted donuts and coffee or something like that. I didn't know that was going to happen. I was kind of laughing a lot there.
It was an interesting one. Usually each spring and fall there, I got one UFO turned in, tuned in somewhere. Lately it's been you guys, and then the other one scanning some of the other counties there. But this one was kind of interesting, and I just left everything there on the Macomb, T-E-A-W-O-J.
Yeah, a little different. No DMR involvement to speak of, and the VHF side did
simulate an outage so that we were left with UHF. I was very happy with the simplex coverage, though. We had two hospitals activated, and we did VHF simplex. I actually was able to get down to them from Gratiot and 30 Mile. I've never done that before, so something must have been working right that day. I did get a new Larson antenna, so maybe that helps.
Yeah, I used to get in on the Friday evening, repeater crawls, and they have a stop where they do simplex, and I never get out very far to go in simplex, but I've got a Comet GP3, but it's only 10 feet in the air in the backyard. I have to hide with plastic ivy kind of thing, so I don't get out very good in simplex, but I was, I did turn on all the, what's it called, anyway, with DMR, where it listens for incoming stuff on other channels or whatever kind of thing, just in case you guys were out there on DMR, but I didn't hear anything at all.
Yeah, no, my understanding is we had no forewarning of anything DMR this time. Maybe every other time, or it all depends. And we were doing some DMR simplex. That's interesting because it does seem to go a little bit further. So, you know, who knows? They might throw that in as well. Well, all right, Rick, I got to get back to some paperwork. We got 4 new members. So I got to print out another roster. And I already ran them background check. So it's all fun. But I want to get out there in that tractor. So I'm gonna finish this up and get some fresh air. Yeah, you have a good one, sir. Thanks again for checking in yesterday. NAWRO, after you.
Okay, young man, you are always busy, busy, busy. So have a good one, and be careful out there. We'll catch you later. KEAWOJ, I'll be clear.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 34 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. I hear you loud and clear.
Copy. I'm using a maintain UV-32 here. I'm just testing it out. I didn't want to get checked in and break contact. What's your call sign again?
I am Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Copy that. I just want to make a quick contact. Copy, please.
Connected to CMN Network.
November 8, Oscar Bravo uniform. No, sir, you're the first body that I've heard.
Roger that. They're readable. I guess we'll call them for frequency. Oscar November, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corner.
Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
Net control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO, Tim, E2, Macomb County.
N8WRO, KE8DON, boy, I'm doing a late copy off the receiver today. I have you on the roster.
Net control, this is QO Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. QO Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Echo Tango, Quebec. FDC, you're broken into the repeater.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. We have you on the roster. Thank you. Anyone else wishing to join the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, pre-net, please call now.
Triple E in point. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Bravo Alpha. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Bravo Alpha. Out.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Bravo Alpha. Got you on the roster, sir.
Triple E in Flint. Kilo Delta 8, Echo, Echo, Echo.
Delta 8, Papa. Kilo Delta 8, Echo, Echo, Echo. Have you on the roster this afternoon? This is KE8D1. We're looking for anyone wishing to join the MIARPSC. Please call. And that is also available on Echolink, but will be received only.
for purposes. This matter is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning the Foxcom in Michigan, including Aries, NPS, and Skyborne. All radio amateurs with sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this act. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include the section officials, NPS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Ops in November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of section emergency coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. N8OBU, K8JD, N8WRO, KF8BTQ, WB8KL, KF8BBA, KD8BG, and WB8AXB. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the next week come out. Are there any relays?
Alpha, Delta 8 might pop up.
Taking a drive over there for to meet with folks. Other than that, it's a quiet week for Oxcom at the state level. Nothing else too much going on. And with that, let me turn it over to M8OBU to be followed by K8JBB. Mr. Mike, thanks for the relay today.
Yeah, I don't really have any input. I'm glad the weather's getting a little bit nicer. I appreciate everybody that does their part out here. I don't do very much, but I try to be here on the weekends. Everybody take care, and I'll be listening. 73 all, and it'll be you.
Hey, we do appreciate you, and I am also glad to see the weather improving. Very much. All right, next, let's go to KAJBD, followed by MAWRL. KAJBD, this is Jim. Good to see you yesterday.
Can you win the net? Thanks for taking the net back. Yeah, we had fun. We had some deep participation here. We did something different. We did a slightly different mapping exercise. We were really, really curious. It was just the perfect time to go through and test the simplex distance for the three EOCs we had online. We had Trinity Ann Arbor over to Palladi. We had U of M. Hospital net over hospital EOC up and going, and we had the county EOC, and it was just, like I said, it was sheer tempting to not take a shot and seeing what's going on. So basically, all three seem to have fairly good coverage except for the U of M, and Canada's the spot where it's got some blind spots. Other than that, the new antenna on Trinity Ann Arbor got all the way down to Monroe, and everybody seemed to be generally hearing everybody at about a loud and clear, 5x9. So that was good. We followed up with a siren test. The first one we've actually done this year. We had two aborted attempts because we don't run a siren test net if there's even the remote possibility of bad weather. So we knocked off all but one of the high priority ones that somebody either called in or was a known issue, and so we've got that information and picked up several more. So it was actually a very good day, busy, but very productive. It's good seeing you, Max. I love the beard. Love the beard. Anyway, back to you. This is KJDD from Washtenaw County.
All right, thank you for that. You said you take a little bit of a change there today at the end. That's unusual for your station, because usually your location comes in real loud and clear. Yeah, you guys had a lot of fun yesterday with the exercise, and I'm glad that you were able to get out and do the siren test as well. It's done a few months for you. All right, let's go to Macomb County, NAWRO, to be followed by KFADCQ. Mr. John, you're up.
Why, thank you, Max. This is NAWRO. My name is Tim. I'm an AEC in Macomb County. And thanks for planning your part in planning the spring set. We had a good turnout in Macomb, 26 members plus 5 non-members for a total of 31 participating. Our net controller and our IT guru kind of developed a little CAD dispatch system from our website, and we tested that out as well. That worked quite well, and we're probably going to end up using it again for the fall set. Of course, we were Winlink heavy because of the way you designed it, and it was quite fun. We really enjoyed that. We activated two hospitals, McLaren Macomb and Henry Ford in Clinton Township. I was surprised about the ability to get through via VHF simplex. That was a pleasant surprise. All in all, a very good practice. We quite enjoyed it. This is NAWRO. Back over to you, Max.
All right, NAWRO, KDHQM. We appreciate you checking in your comments. Glad you were able to participate yesterday. It did look like you folks had some fun. I believe I saw a copy of the map from you that got sent out, so that's pretty cool. If you guys didn't get to play with the mapping feature of Winlink, it does have a lot to offer when you have the map visitors coming in like that. You can scroll them around and everything. All right, next we go to KFA-DTC, to be followed by WDA-TKL. Mr. Darren, over to you.
Okay, I'll keep this kind of simple. The Winlink was kind of fun for
and I was surprised how well the simplex works, considering I've not really done too much simplex, especially over longer distances where I can't visually kind of see the other person. That's it. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango, Quebec.
Yes, indeed. KFA-VTC, KB-81. Simplex can be a fun exercise. We haven't done a simplex exercise in a couple of years. We should maybe dust that off and try it again. It's a good challenge to see how you really can, how you can operate on VHF and UHF to see how you do it without computers and what the performance would be like. Let's see, we're going to go next to WBAAL, to be followed by KF8GBA. Mr. J, we haven't heard your voice in a while.
And WBATKL, you were up for comment. It's KJBD.
Thank you, Jim. WBATKL, Jay here in Ypsilanti. Well, we participated in the ARES simulated emergency test in both of Washtenaw County as well as Wayne County. There were a lot of injects in Wayne County. About every 10 minutes, they had a new task for the participants. And I think there were around 18 or 20 participants in their net. The only difficulty seemed to be establishing a solid connection back with the state DOC. They tried multiple methods, and they finally did get through, but it wasn't as solid as they would have liked. That's about it from here, WBATKL, back to net.
All right, WBATKL, KEAPON, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service, Playmax. Well, thank you for checking in, Jay. Good to hear from you, and appreciate your comment. All right, we're going to go to KFA-GBA, and then we will take a standby there. Mr. Tanis, you're up for comment.
Yeah, KFA-GBA here. Tom from Bertrand, like I say, kind of new getting into this here. I heard a station talking about the MS walk in Frankenmuth coming up this Saturday, that they need volunteers. And I was just wondering if somebody could direct him to this station here so I can volunteer Saturday for him, because he got the day off from work Saturday. So if anybody could do that for me. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Bravo Alpha. I'd like for him to get a hold of me so I can volunteer at the MS Walk in Frankenmuth. And just want to wish everybody a happy day and hope weather gets better. And just want to thank everybody for their time. This is KF8GBA, back to net.
All right, KF8GBA, thank you for checking into the mess. Appreciate your comments. As far as the MS walk in Frankenmuth, yes, it's coming up next week, Saturday morning, and the person to contact with that is 2 of Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. I'm going to send you to a website where I know that there's information because I posted it out there, and that's at whiskey8echoalpha.org. That's got, you'll see an article posted. It won't be at the top of the page, but it will be in there if you scroll through the news. There's contact information. And Ron, ATAYDS, Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Venture Fox, that would be the contact for that. All right, we are going to take a little standby here and see if there's anybody else who'd like to join the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If so, please call now.
November 8th,
Hello, Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot.
You okay, Yankee Victor Foxtrot? You must have heard your call sign. Your ears must be burning. Good afternoon, Ron. Anyone else? Please call.
November 8th, Yankee Victor
Foxtrot. Any relays?
Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo.
Yankee Quebec, is that correct, sir?
That is correct. November 8th,
Quebec, Yankee. Okay, that is correct. November 8th,
Quebec, Yankee Quebec, as KAJBD back, net control.
NH3 1 2, got that one. And there was a double with you there. Somebody else calling, please come again. KBAWR. Relaying to Raptor, we go to Echo, to be followed by WDAASD. Mr. Cameron, you're up for comment.
All right,
WDAXP, KEADON, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Unfortunately, you took a fade there. You were up and down as well as the way the bands are. We're probably going to move to 40 next time. It's just that we're hitting that point right now in the season, I think. Glad to hear you on the net, and appreciate you checking in as well. Let's go next to AB8MPP, followed by AB9IAR. AB8MP, you are up for comment.
All right, thank you very much. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. Was able to participate in the set with Macomb County yesterday. Everything went pretty smoothly. The dispatch system set up by our IT guy, John, worked very well. I liked working with that. I was able to transmit over 40 meters, four wind latent messages. Setting up and tearing my antenna down at four different locations was a good exercise. Came up with a couple workflow issues that I am working to resolve to make it a smoother operation in the future. And glad to have the opportunity to learn that. Other than that, I'd have to say it was overall a good experience, and thank the guys here in Macomb County for the work they did in preparing that. And with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
KEADON, KJBB, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa has concluded his remarks.
All right, thanks very much.
David, appreciate you checking in. You were super light copy today. I just barely heard you. It's 80 meters, I think, natural station. So next we'll go to KD9IAR to be followed by M8NOR. Mr. Don, welcome aboard. KD9IAR, KBD, you're up for comment.
Oh, yes, yeah, propagation not the best today. I have a lot going on here with the lights on the air station today. I won't hold it back to Net Control, KD9IAR.
All right, Don, good to have you checking in. Appreciate you stopping by, KD9IAR, KDADON. Next, we'll go to NANOR to be followed by KD8RCI. That's good, Ben. You're up for comment.
Go ahead, Ken.
KD8D1, this is NANOR. You're in Portage, Michigan. Sorry, I can't hear you very well tonight. You're down in the weeds. I will echo what Charlie said earlier, your signal has been up and down, up and down. I'll keep it real brief tonight so we can get through the list. I don't have too many things to speak about as far as ham radio. I was not able to participate in the SEC this weekend. I had some other obligations Saturday, so hopefully this fall, with the fall SEC, I'll be able to participate. With that, I'll hand it back to you. This is NANOR. All right, Ken, thank you very much. NANOR,
KC8RCI, you're up for comment from WDXB, over. KBD from WDAHB. I don't hear Scott now, over.
WDAXD, thank you very much. We will assume, I guess, that he has finished his comments. Is that appropriate?
I don't know that he was even around to make comments. He didn't answer my call either, over.
Okay, copy that. K8DON, we can move on. RCI has either finished his comments or couldn't hear us, one or the other. Not quite sure. Back to you, KJBD.
Okay, right there. Well, I can tell you I didn't hear him. So, maybe RCI are out there. Next, we go to Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, followed by November 8, Quebec, Yankee Quebec. Mr. Ron, you might want to make a plug for the Franklin News Watch. I imagine you will anyway. What's your comment, sir?
This is KC8YZF. Max, can you hear me okay? I'm on the link.
Roger, I have a good copy.
All right, then, just wanted to make sure. For us at least, we had seven of us. Most of my Aries group was up at the Cadillac swap over the weekend. The club had several items that we had received from Silent Keys and that we needed to sell. So we had a couple of tables up there, had a good time. We were able to sell several of the radios and other equipment that we had, so that was a good thing. And I had a good time, at least up there. I had a good turnout for it as well. So in turn, we are not able to participate in the exercise this time. We'll look forward to the fall exercise. Coming up this Saturday is the MS Walk-In Frankenmuth. I am short some people yet. Normally, they change the courses on me this year, which I had to adjust people, so I'm still short three or four people. So if anybody would like to join us for Frankenmuth for the MS walk, and like I said, it's a good time afterwards because after the walk, you can, you know, enjoy Frankenmuth, go out for dinner, go through the shops around town, make a day out of it. You can contact me at KC8YVF, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot at ARRL.net. I'll put you on the list. Operators need to be in town at the current pavilion in Frankenmuth at 9 a.m. The walk starts at 10 o'clock. It's usually over by 11:30, 12 o'clock, depending on the number of walkers. This one usually draws somewhere, we've had as high as 1,500 people. We've had as low as about 700 people, but it's still a good turnout for it. Usually if it's a warm day and a dry day, we can expect around 1,000 people for the walkers in this event. So if you'd like to help out, like I said, send me an email, kc8yvf at arrl.net. I'll get you on the list and I'll send you information. That's all I got for Max at this time. This is kc8yvf, back to net.
All right, Ron, thank you for that. KC8YVF, KDA-DON, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service. So again, just one more time, it's KC8YVF at ARRL.net if you're interested in participating in the Frankenmuth Walk. It's a good prize, and they see a lot of fun there. All right, next we go to NA2YQ to be followed by KDA-SWR. NA2YQ, Mr. J, you have to comment.
Good evening, everybody. Appreciate having the opportunity to participate in the simulation. Yesterday, we had a great showing here in Wayne County. We had about 18 operators, mostly in northern Wayne County, so maybe we got to find some more in southern Wayne County, but great opportunity yesterday. I shared previously on this net that I'm building a
All right, JK, excuse me, NAQIQ, I don't get your call sign right yet, KEAGON. We had a little noise coming up on the link there when, toward the end of your comments, but glad to hear you were able to participate yesterday, and glad you had some fun with it. We'll go next to KBA-SWR, which will bring us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Jeff, you're up for comments.
Evening, Max, everybody on the net. Just trying to not get blown away here. All kinds of stuff going on, working in Midland County, trying to get the system going there. Got microwave up the circle, Coleman, Eatonville, back to Midland, so always something in the works. All right, I got to go. KBA-SWR.
All right, KB8SWR, KEAZ1. Well, do stay safe up there, and thank you for all that you're doing, and thank you for all that the Confirmation Emergency Network does to build the network out and make it great. This is KEAZ1 for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. We're at the bottom of the roster. If anyone else would like to check in, please call now. Are there any relays? All right, hearing none, we'll go ahead and we'll wrap up this session. We had 16 check-ins today, and it looks like 33 minutes of run time. We will meet next week. That may come, but then just as you look ahead, we will take the following 2 weeks off. We traditionally take the week off for the week of Hamvention off, and it's on my bucket list, but I won't get to go this year, so it's going to stay on my bucket list. And then finally, the last one we take off there is Memorial Day weekend. So we'll see you next week. Have yourself a good week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta, Oscar November. Closing this section of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning the frequency to normal amateur use. Okay, Kilo Echo 8, Delta, Oscar November. Out.
73-0, any to be clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 34 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 59 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours, sunny, 57 degrees.
Oh no, Warren Pipe and Supply going out of business.
Connected to CMN Network.
All things coming to an end. I know, but man, that was a fixture. Warren Pipe and Supply, they of course, guess where they started? Anyhow, they were down here. That was the place you went. They could answer everything. They had everything. That's where you went. Love that place. They closed the one down here, and they had the one at 15 Mile and Kelly, I think it is. And it just says, rumors are true. We're officially closing our doors. So big, big discounts. Clearing out the entire warehouse. So Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 4. So if you need anything, maybe go get it.
Yeah, I used them once to fix my whole shower assembly. Replaced the old one. They had everything for my old house.
Yep, I don't know. Yeah, you can't really, the brick and mortar is just, you know, really becoming hard to maintain for things like that. You know, you can, anything you might need, you can have delivered to your door probably tomorrow morning in the amount of time it takes. Right now, I could have it delivered to my door. You lose the expertise, right? But then you got some of that, too. My biggest complaint about the expertise on the Internet is that, you know, everybody has to make a video of everything. I just want the facts. I just want to know, like, you know, just can't you just write it down where I get the instructions? But do I have to sit through your music and your stupid little video and, you know, and little excerpts from other ones you had before you, and then you know, your 5-minute dissertation on, you know, how I come to be, you know, let me tell you a story about how I came to be acquainted with Delta Faucets, you know, and then, you know, all to get to the how to replace the washer on a Delta Faucet. It's like, oh, I hate videos.
Yeah, but now, on YouTube, there's a little magic button. It's like a little sparkly. You click it. Eric, you kind of key up on me and do who cares. You click on it and it summarizes the whole text, or the video in the text. So, probably what you want.
I avoid videos like the plague. I like scroll through them all and trying to find the actual somebody that actually wrote it down, and it's getting harder and harder. Matter of fact, what was the last thing I did? I don't think I ever found someone. I had to suffer through a video, so I'll look for that. If I can click on a video and convert it into text that I can scroll through, get to the information I need, that might be the winner right there.
Yeah, it gives you timestamps, too, and you can click, like, through it. But I'm wondering, you know, is that going to stop people from making videos now? If all you can do is summarize, you can just summarize it and go skip around in it. But I guess, there's AI-generated videos as well, which they're starting to demonetize those. You know, people who are just, like, churning out, like, you know, they write a script. You know, you use AI to write the script, and then they make a video, and they even put, like, a picture of them. So I don't know how these people are doing it, but they have an avatar for themselves, and then it reads the text in their own voice.
Okay, I just clicked on a video, how to fix old single-handle Delta kitchen faucets. Where is this converter thing you were talking about?
Okay, well, if you're on the phone, if you're on your phone or whatever, it's right next to the share button. Between the save, you know, where you save it to your watch list, and
the share with somebody. At least that's where it is for me. And I don't know if that's because I got YouTube Premium or not. I don't know if that's part of that. Okay, so there's a button called Ask. I'm on the computer. And when I click that, it says, what do you want? It says, do you want to summarize the video? And it looks like that kind of does what you were saying. I could live with that. Yeah, I read a lot of two-hour, or, you know, some of these videos where they interview somebody for, like, 2 hours. It's like, I don't have time for that. I'm like, I want to read, and, you know, and you just click it, and it summarizes it. Yeah, and what I don't want is, I just don't want, the lead-in and the music and the clips of previous projects unrelated to the one you're working on as a lead-in and, and editorial. You know, if it's a how-to, make a, interface cable for FT8 for the IC705, I would just assume somebody just show me a printout. Call it a day, but instead you gotta get the whole rigmarole, and it's like, so that's really what I complain about, but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, nobody wants to write things down anymore. It's annoying, but then again, some of these, now it's easier for people to write down stuff, instead of having to deal with I guess it's easier for people to do a video, but, documentation should be easier now that we got AI. But now you're starting to have to pay for AI. That's the problem. The real costs are here. The honeymoon period is over, where they subsidized it and addicted us to it.
Right. But, that's kind of always been the thing about the Internet and all these things is, like, we're all about free and or cost-free and all that stuff, but you got to monetize it somehow. You got to make money, else what's the incentive, There's got to be some incentive, you would think, for doing this stuff. So I've got no objection to, get monetized somehow, but, I don't know. There's a balance in there somewhere. And I guess you don't have to pay if you figure it all out yourself, right?
Yeah, it's just getting more realistic. It's like it costs compute. So you got to pay for the compute. They're making the customers pay for the compute. But now the gears are switching. I think they're... AI is more getting targeted towards enterprises, big money, companies that have money. So, interesting to see how it's shifted. I've been watching it, as you know. the more things change, the more they stay the same. And I think it's going to circle back. And then they're going to realize that those people they laid off, they're going to need them again. So we'll see.
There you go. On another note, my grandson turned 12. Well, not yet. He turns 12 on the 6th, but we had his birthday yesterday, and everybody bought him a component part for a gaming computer. And so my son-in-law just sent me the pictures of he built it, with my son-in-law helped. Obviously, he's 12, but he built it, and looks like he's got it up and running already, so... Good deal. So, yippers. See if we got another one hooked. He loves building things.
Yep, well, that's good, because you can't really do that anymore. I mean, that's probably the last frontier of building your own computer as a gaming machine, but I have to wonder how much you paid for that video card and the memory for it. You definitely had to split it out between everybody.
Well, I paid $1.35 for a half a terabyte, 500 gig SSD. And I know the 16 gig of memory, I forget who got that. That was about right in there, about the same, about $1.30, $1.50. The video graphics card was like two bills. And so right there you got 500, you got, you know. And the motherboard was about $100, and the CPU was about $100, so. So it's about $700 there. I think he paid really the cases like crazy. It's one of the ones with all the LEDs and all that, and the see-through side, and it's red. And so of course they did all that with the lights. And he paid, I think he paid over $100 for that. So he's probably got, you know, about $700-$800 into the thing, unless I'm forgetting something. But yeah, half a gig. God darn it, half a terabyte. Was like $1.35, and I think I was telling you I bought 2 terabyte. Now it's currently the best. It's the Samsung 990. It's currently the best flash or SSD, you know, out there. I bought a 2 terabyte one for I think $194 back around Christmas. That thing hit $700. I think it's come down a little, but oy. And I think this half gig that I got him could have been had for down around $50 just a little bit ago, but that was up to like $1.35. So yeah, you're paying the MAGA tax on that.
Well, it's more of the demand for AI memory and GPU. It's definitely in demand right now. So you need GPU to run the GPU memory and the processor that it can do all those matrix, whatever calculations really fast. So that's run to the root. That's why you're seeing like Mac Minis are being gobbled up, because it's unified memory using both the system memory and the GPU. The graphics memory are kind of like really, really fast. Not as fast as what a true, you know, like NVIDIA card is, but it's good enough for most people. Like, you know, if you want 128 gigs of RAM. But yeah, people want to do local models. But yeah, it's nuts right now. All the prices are not necessarily the tariffs; it's the demand for GPU and memory right now.
KEAWOJ.
Hey Rick, how you doing? Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures here as they roll in from my son-in-law. He says they got it loaded up with his games. He says he's impressed. He says he's sending pictures of the games to show off the shading to his friends. So he's already beyond me as far as that goes. I know what he means, but apparently it the shading, quote unquote, floored him. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Kind of good to hear you on here. I was wanting to know, ask a couple of computer gurus there. Are they still making the hard drive docking stations for IDE and SATA?
Oh, I'm sure they are. Probably Amazon.
Yeah, I haven't bought one recently, but I'm sure they are. But the state of that, the state of art in that is, I don't know. I just bought a carrier for an SSD so that I could use it as an external drive. I did a lot of research on it, and there was the fastest external drive I could get for my Mac was a SSD in a a very few specific SSD carriers that had a specific chipset in them, and I get blazing speeds off this thing. It's like having an internal hard drive or internal SSD. off of my ports on my MacBook, so I'm very pleased with the results, but that's a little different than what you're asking, but like I said, I haven't monkeyed with one of them recently. I did, I think, see them as I was searching, so just got to get out there and put in the right request, I guess.
Yeah, I must have like three or four old machines around here, and a Dell, my latest Dell desktop crashed a year or two ago. And anyway, it's got all kind of files on it, but I'm not sure I had backed up kind of thing. Most of them, some of them were spreadsheets with shooting statistics on there, you know, velocities and group sizes and you know, all those other kind of stuff. And I've been looking around for, I cannot find them, so I imagine they're on one of them hard drives there. So I was looking for something I could pick through some of them drives. But I haven't seen any advertising in a long time, so I didn't know if they still made them or not. But I appreciate the info. Maybe Micro Center might have something like that.
Yeah, that would be my next place for one. You guys can buy one. I know they did sell them at the time.
Yeah, they're nice to have. I think I've got one. It's not a docking station or anything like that. It's just a little, you know, small device and, a, you know, power connector. And, you know, I can pull it out of the box and fire up these drives and go through them. Same thing. I got old drives I'd like to go through to see if there's any anything on them I don't want to lose, or I'm sure there's not. Or if there's anything on them, I don't want anybody to find after I'm gone. Got to clean them up. That's probably the real reason.
Yeah, I'll probably end up using it once and try to find some of those spreadsheets there and probably never need it again, but if they're not too expensive, it might be handy to have.
Yeah, it looks like they still sell them. Sabrent, S-A-B-R-E-N-T. Sabrent, S-A-B-R-E-N-T. Go look for it on Amazon, they're about $35.
You know, it's funny you say that. I think the last one we bought at the shop was, I think somebody needed one, and I think that's the one we got. I needed it the other day, and I went and grabbed it off the shelf. I think that was the brand. So there you go. All right, I'm going to jump out of here, gentlemen. I've got to take my evening meds here. Got a couple I got to take and a couple other odds and ends I want to do and then settle in for maybe an hour or so of TV and hopefully stay away from the cat videos. W8FU.
Okay, Sean, I must have forgot to take my pills, too, because I'm starting to have a lot of chest pain. But thanks for the info, and even I can afford the $35. I'll have to look into that. Thanks, guys. Sean, Dave, I appreciate it. KJWOJ.
All right, no problem. Yeah, and it's one of those multi ones. So it does the SATA and the ID and all in one tool. There you go. All right, talk to you later.
Was it dinner time out there?
Eric, dinner time.
Well, I heard Sean out there, so figured it must be on the way to get some food or something.
Notice my pattern.
Take my meds in the morning. I have to take my meds.
You're saying you noticed my patterns, are you?
Yeah, the boss is picking up carry out from Outback Steakhouse. Queensland chicken and shrimp. Haven't had that in a while. signal kind of petered out a minute there, Dave. Or mine did. Someone did.
Yeah, I'm walking around on the first level, trying to keep the antenna position right.
You know, if you had a Nagoya 771 and you held it straight up and down when you talked, you wouldn't have any problems. W8EAD.
I'm using that your favorite antenna, the one that you can like twist and stuff.
Hey, there's Jack. There's Mr. Nagoya. You riding your lion?
Hey, how am I sounding? I got that short antenna. I took that 2x4 out. I got short antenna. How am I sounding?
Sounds like there's some interference. Try it again. Now, you're real weak in the machine there, and you fell out. You were okay for a second, and you got real weak and kind of fell out of the repeater. I don't know where you're at.
You might want to try it when you get closer, Jack.
You're connected.
All right, talk to you later, Jack. See ya, Fita.
Boy, running like 5 watts. I don't remember how to turn the wattage up on the front panel on this 9600. I thought it was like 81 or up arrow, but that didn't seem to do it.
You sound fine to me. I don't remember what there is a sequence where you hold down one of the buttons and you turn the knob or something like that.
Oh, there you go, 10 watts now. Yeah, it is P1. You got to hold down P1 and then hit the up arrow. Anywho, yeah, I don't know where Jack was, but he was kind of not too good there.
Heard Square Lake in there.
Said he was talking on a short antenna. I'm not sure which one he's talking on, or if he's in his car or not.
Yeah, Nagoya, I don't know, there's a short Nagoya. 701 or something. Okay, he's on his DD20.
But I don't have that 2x4 on.
Okay, no 2x4 for Jack.
KF80YL.
Go ahead, AYL, W8EAP.
Well, I'll play Jack for a second. Hey, is that Eric out there?
It is I. I don't make too much appearance on this anymore, mainly on All-Star, but yeah.
I think that's the worst Jack's ever sounded. He doesn't usually chime in unless he sounds all right.
2x4s and short antennas. I'm not sure what you're talking about. Anyway, how you doing, Eric? Are you still, last I talked to you, you were kind of laid up or something. You doing any better, hopefully?
Yeah, still laid up, but doing a little better. It's going to take a while. Ran into a couple complications along the way, but it's getting there. Still off work. I'll probably be off work till end of June or something like that. Sometime in June, I'm hoping I can go back. We'll see. But, yeah, this thing takes 6 months at least.
Well, as long as it's moving in the right direction, that's all that counts. That's all that counts.
Yeah, so long, it's like I'm, you know, getting bored and kind of looking forward to going back to work. That's pretty sad. But, yeah, plus this weather isn't helping much either. It isn't really, you know, conducive to doing much. It's just kind of cold, rainy, crappy, windy. I have a couple good days here and there.
Yeah, well, I think it's supposed to be in the 70s tomorrow, but then, yeah, back down in the 50s. It is still spring. It's not supposed to be 70, but... Yeah, I was, I had a little, issue a couple of weeks ago. I was in the hospital for a couple of days. I've never been a patient before. Not good. I had what they call a splenic spark. Something blocked my blood flow to the spleen and caused me to double over in pain, and yeah, it was no fun for a good week there. But they don't know why it happened. The hematologist is still trying to work it out, but who knows? I've never had any health issues before my life. I was just walking across the room, and all of a sudden, I just double over in pain, and I was like, what? Wife took me to the ER, and yeah, they thought I was having a heart attack or something, and ran all kind of gambit of tests, and eventually came back with, oh, your spleen was deprived of blood for a short period of time, and like, really? Now it just feels like I got punched in the side by a prize fighter, but I guess I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm sure the hematologist tested you for factor 5, whatever that is. It's a condition that can cause you to have a blood clot at any time or whatever. But, yep, I don't have it. I was tested for it, but I don't have it. Some of my relatives do, but yeah, haven't really been to the hospital much my life either, except this last year. Been two surgeries in 1 year, so, you know, a few months apart.
Yeah, I hear you, my friend. I don't envy that, but moving in the right direction, that's what counts.
Yep. Yeah, just exercising a little bit every day. Don't overdo it. Go to physical therapy 3 times a week. Give the girls a hard time there. And, you know, just keep getting things checked up. And it's just basically going to take time. That's all, you know. Probably a good another month before I can start driving again. And I can walk pretty good. Walk pretty far, not super fast or anything, but I think within a month I'll be driving and then back in the saddle. back to work.
Well, keep the positive attitude, and that goes a long way. Much longer way than a lot of people give it credit for, but sounds like you're already there, so you'll be fine. You'll be all right.
Yep. Gotta get back up to the cottage. I was up there once or twice in the last few weeks. Wasn't up there for like 4.5 months, and I went up there twice in the last few weeks. Not really much going on. Don't really feel like going off-road in the kind of side-by-side much. Anyhow, my food is here, so I'm going to get out of here. Nice talking to you, and I'll talk to you later. Sean, Dave, Jack, whoever else is out there. Have a good one. WAPAP.
Enjoy the food. KF8AYO.
KF8AYC.
Good evening. 21 hours. Sunny. 57 degrees.
KF8DIC. Is that Ken out there?
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 22 hours. Sunny. 57 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 23 hours. Sunny. 51 degrees.